Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for today, still warm and muggy with highs in the mid-80s and a slight storm chance. Maybe a storm tonight, mostly cloudy, lows low 60s. Still some rain possible into tomorrow. High upper 70s. Currently, it's 66.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, y'all. Hope you're having a good start to your day. Time for some country, coffee, and conversation. Right here at 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take? Shiny cars, it's been the same way for years. We need to change.
Let's get it going. It's a Tuesday. We want to get talking. We want to get playing some music. We're going to have some fun. Good morning, everybody. Got your host, James, here, joined by your PD at 105.5 WIRI, Seth.
Good morning, everyone.
Hope y'all are having a great start to your Tuesday. We got good music on the way, everybody. We're going to be getting into some of that in just a little bit. Looking forward to it. And we got some birthdays to celebrate today, so.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Got a couple
nice.
Of them. We'll dive into our day in country music history.
All right.
Get into our schedule a little bit later. All thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Yeah.
We say a good morning to them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Get on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself some coffee. Lainey Wilson just teamed up with the guys from Are You Kidding TV, who are offering fans something special downtown Nashville. This is the first I'm ever hearing of Are You Kidding TV? I've never heard of it.
A new candid camera, maybe a stunt show. Sounds like
who
maybe.
Are the guys? I feel like I'm the only person in the world that doesn't watch those the Joker guys or whatever, the Impractical Joker guys.
Oh, the Impractical Joker. Yeah.
Anytime I try to watch them, they're just laughing at their own jokes. Like I don't know. I don't get into that.
I'm not.
It sounds
not
like that a little
either.
Bit. I don't know. All you had to do was sing a Lainey Wilson song in front of the group, and you'd win $500.
Hey, not bad.
But there was a catch. You had to be wearing bell bottoms.
Jeez, wow.
So somebody randomly wearing bell bottoms would be able to do this. So a few fans saw them standing there with the sign, but they weren't wearing bell bottoms, so they were out of luck. That's when a random fan who chose the right pants that morning stepped up and made herself some cash.
Jeez.
She used her phone to sing the lyrics of Heart Like a Truck to two guys and Lainey. The best part is when the random fan found out she was singing in front of Lainey Wilson herself, I guess she didn't even know that it was, which I actually think I could see that. Even if you were a big Lainey Wilson fan, you may not, you have seen her face, but you might not know it out of a lineup. You might not know it, you know, she wears a cowboy hat pretty low usually.
She does, yep.
And she usually has her hair covering up on the side. She's not really, I could see that. So the fan, you know, let out some swear words we can't really play. I do encourage you to check out the video, though. It is pretty funny and pretty cool.
Boy, although they made it kind of tough on themselves because bell bottoms aren't in right now, right? They're not part of the fashion.
Yeah.
So they really kind of they made it tough for them. They might have been waiting there for a while. They got lucky, I think.
I don't know if I'm surprised or not, but I did kind of think with the rise of her stardom and everything and her being a bell-bottom person that it might increase bell-bottom popularity. I don't know.
We might see it. And, of course, those things always come back around. But
I will admit this, and I dress like a teenager. I don't dress right. There's no way I do. But I will say I couldn't handle corduroys. I don't think I'd do good in bell bottoms, man. I
don't know, man. They wouldn't look right in your frame.
No,
I don't think.
No.
There's something that would be kind of off about that.
There's like the opposite. Like Lainey Wilson looks good at them. That's why she could wear them and all that. I am the opposite. There has to be an opposite. There has to be on the other end of the spectrum. That if they had a line here of people that can look good in bell bottoms. Yes. I am on this end.
Yes,
she's right. Way over on the other end.
Yeah, exactly.
But corduroys. Man, I haven't thought of corduroys. I don't know where that came from. I don't know why I thought of that.
I've been wearing corduroys since I was like 12.
Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah. They were the worst. There was no purpose for corduroys. Somebody got bored, had a bunch of old shag carpet around. Like, I don't know what
to
do with this carpet.
They trimmed it up and then they made it into pants.
That's
right?
It. Yeah. That's all corduroys are. I don't know. That's when it didn't come back. Notice that fashion hasn't come back.
It's always with us, actually, at a low level with us. I don't think there's going to be a big fad, though. You're right.
A couple of things to note on this day in country music history, this July 29th, a big one, actually. In 1961, Patsy Cline appeared at the Cimarron Ballroom in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The show was recorded and later released in 97 as the album Live at the Cimarron Ballroom. The ticket price for that show, $1.50.
$1.50.
My God.
That's $1,000 in today. No, it's actually not. That's actually quite cheap, even by today's dollars.
One of our oldest bits. We would waste the time machine, go back, spend $3. You and I go check out that show, man. I'd check that out.
Bill says 2008 in it.
Pay no attention. I just want to see Patsy. On this day in 1966, born in Sharon, Kansas, was Martina McBride. Country music singer, songwriter, scored the 96 country hit Wild Angels. McBride has been called the Celine Dion of country music for her big voiced ballads and soprano range.
Amazing range on her voice, but I don't know, is that damning with faint praise? I don't know. I have nothing wrong with Celine Dion.
No.
Martina McBride, I mean she has a style that I just think is really cool, the way she sings and everything. I'm a big fan of hers because of the way she sings, not so much. She's got a great voice, no question, but
I would say that the power and the tone, mm-hmm. almost, and I don't know anything about singing. I just know what I like. But
yeah,
I will say
that you can hear it, right?
The power and the tone, I can hear the comparison. I don't know if it goes much farther than that.
No, the style I think is a little different.
But. Yeah, yeah. She's I love this country music, and the country music female singers are the best at this. I like when I can feel the attitude, the energy of a mm-hmm. song through a singer. Martina McBride is incredibly good at that. Let's have some evidence. We can't just talk about it. We got to give some evidence.
Yeah,
back up our claims.
By the way, just looking at this, the picture of her that they have up here, I am getting totally lost in her eyes. Oh my God, I never realized she had gorgeous. Man, her eyes are gorgeous.
Incredible eyes. We're going to be celebrating another incredible person a little bit later. We got another country music birthday to celebrate in just a bit. Right now, Martina herself, Independence Day on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Good morning, everybody.
She seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day. Flames and took down. talk about your revolution. It's Independence Day. Let freedom ring. Let the white dove sing. Let the whole world know that today, the day of a reckoning. Let the weak be strong. Let the right be wrong. Roll the stone away. Let the guilty pay. It's Independence Day.
Woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow.
Oh yeah, here we go. a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. And what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Said Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
She moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Oh, and we sat there talking just like we were old. Days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes. I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes.
Smart speaker to play WIRI.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
One and only, Lainey Wilson, 4x4 and you on 105.5 WIRI. That song would have been, the fans sang Hard Like a Truck. I think that one you can get into a little bit more. That one you'd have to be, it's a little too lovey. I don't know. I don't want to sing that one weirder. Too Lainey. I don't know. That seems really, I don't even know if her partner would do, her fiance would do that. I'm not even sure. We had a little bit more of our country music history I wanted to touch on here, Seth. In 1968, Man in Black, Johnny Cash was number one in the U.S. country music singles with Folsom Prison Blues. Cash was inspired to write the song after seeing the movie Inside the Walls of Folsom Prison, 1951, while serving in West Germany in the United States Air Force.
Wow.
The history of the song is part of what I love about the song, but it's where he performed the song, of course, and everything.
Where this hit came from, right. He did it. Literally in the prison, yeah.
It's one thing to be inspired by a documentary, you know, and certainly appreciate him serving. We all do.
Yeah.
And then being inspired by a doc or something like that, that's cool. I mean, not a lot of country songs done created that way.
No.
But it's not enough. He's got to go to the actual prison and perform the song. Name me one artist in any genre, rap, hip-hop, pop, I don't care, country, who would do that.
Right.
Nobody would do
that. The
only
one I can think of is Jelly Roll, because I think he has done it.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jelly Roll also in the, he was in the tank for a while, so I mean.
Gotta be, yes. you know, and I mean, he did this at the prison he served at, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So he knew some of the guards and everything. And I will admit to the audience, as I was saying that, getting very bolsterous, because I wanted to, you know, just brag about Johnny Cash. Yeah. I realized, oh yeah, that's right, Jelly Roll's done this.
Now, to be fair, Johnny Cash was never in prison, so that's that. We have to keep that in mind.
Just any chance to talk about Johnny Cash, I'll take it. And also born on this day in 1983 in Waldron, Arkansas, was country music singer songwriter Ashley McBride. She has received one Grammy Award, one Country Music Association Award, three Academy of Country Music Awards, earned one of country music's crowning achievements when she was invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry by Garth Brooks.
Nice.
It was subsequently inducted by Terry Clark on December 10th of 2022.
Ooh, just recently. Very nice.
One of the early people that I heard about in country music that I really enjoyed. I did not know a lot about her music, but I enjoy her. I like her interviews. She is as real as it gets.
Very cool.
Big fan and want a player. Happy birthday to Miss McBride.
All right.
And 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Always check the door before you lay down. Keep a glass of water by the bed. A dose of local honey will keep your nose from running. Little things like that she's always said. Never back up farther than you have to. Pray for those that don't have a prayer. Honey, try. Freckles make you pretty. There's more to life than being skinny. You feel fat, it's mostly in your mind. Why I leave a light on in the kitchen.
something tries to hold you back, get up and give it hell. And for heaven's sake, always have a place where you can do some crying and some bitching. And always leave a light on in the kitchen.
This is Dottie V, host of Weekend Wake Up. Join me each Sunday morning during the 10 o'clock hour as I bring you the Gospel Country Music Hour, where we'll hear a blend of the classic gospel you know and love and some new artists along the way. Join us each Sunday morning on 105.5 WIRI.
Custom apparel, pens, tumblers, and beyond. Wham Inc. makes your brand the hero. Fly to their new website, wamink.com. Wham Inc. Unleash your brand's true power.
Does the sound of a motor excite your inner child? Step back in time and drink up the sleek design of muscle cars and classic hot rods at the Rapids Rumble Car Cruise on August 2nd. Started in 1977 by the Corvettes of the North, cars will leave MSTC on 32nd Street North, and the cruise will end at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Join 105.5 FM WIRI live on location, streaming classic country hits all day for the event. Drive on out to Rapids Rumble Car Cruise August 2nd, and let's get revved up for classic cars.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
You called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, confident and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. Lying with me in Atlanta, it's such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out, and she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play it. Just one more time, but a little while later we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool, AM, FM, XM tune. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night. Was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. You should have seen to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again.
Trying not to stare the night that I first met you. You had me mesmerized. And 3 weeks later in the front porch light, taking 45 minutes to kiss goodnight, I hadn't told you yet, but I thought I loved you then. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my. Like a river meets the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you then. I've said that before. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. We'll look back someday. I thought I loved you, and I thought I loved you.
Favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI. Got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. It goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, feel it.
One of the better songwriters in Nashville, Eric Church, Drink in My Hand on 105.5 WIRI.
Like that Warren Zevon howl at the end there. That was pretty good,
it's
though.
Pretty good.
I like
pretty
that.
Good. Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, some other great stuff coming up for you, and much more, Seth.
That's right. We've got the second cup. Get that second cup of coffee, everyone, from 9 to noon. We'll be with you there. We got some Cowboy With Your Coffee at 9:30. We got Katie Cruz on the way from 12 to 4 today. And then later on, we've got Laura's Lounge from 5 to 9 to wrap up the day, including her laid-back pick of the day at 7 o'clock. Stay tuned for all that.
As we're getting ready to wrap up August, tomorrow Seth and I will get into some of the events we're going to be at and and a big party we're going to be throwing here at the studios coming up in August. We're looking forward to all of that. Everybody's invited. You should have gotten your invite.
That's right.
It's just turning the station on.
Yeah,
that's it. That's your invite. That means you're invited.
That means you're invited.
We appreciate you listening. Have a good morning, everybody. Here's some Garth Brooks for you.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Experiencing the summer heat drain, that feeling of instant overheated the moment you step outside, then step inside from the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids and chill out with iced coffee, frappes, fruit smoothies, and tea drinks. Put your feet up, enjoy a book, a magazine, or talk with an old friend from the Ground Up Coffee House. Take a drink and cool down.
It's
time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tank septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Take a day back in time and surround yourself in the quiet of nature at Larry's Berries. Once you arrive, you'll see why Larry's Berries will be your new favorite family spot. Pick your own blueberries for $3 a pound or pre-picked at $5 a pound. Let the kids help and sample as you go while enjoying the simple pleasures of Larry's Berries. Follow Larry's on Facebook for all picking times and add some family love to each and every dish with locally grown blueberries and produce. Located at 6169 Polish Road in Pittsville. Relax and unwind with Blessings Holistic Spa on Highway 13 in Wisconsin Rapids. Wash away the daily stress with a hydro massage. Blessings Holistic Spa is now offering unlimited session packages for $99 per month. Enjoy the tanning beds with memberships starting at $62 per month. Blessings Holistic Spa, to re-energize your mind, body, and spirit. For more details or upcoming specials, please follow them on Facebook or blessingsholisticspa.com.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale, in for Melissa Kay. Last week, the big story was that Governor Tony Evers is not running for a third term, and people started lining up to join the race. But there's one big name that will not be on the ballot for the primaries. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says he plans to run, too. That's on the Democratic side. When it comes to Republicans, Trump-aligned businessman Bill Berrien is running, as is Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. Not long after Evers' announcement, former Governor Scott Walker started posting some cryptic tweets showing what looks to be an AI-generated Make Wisconsin Great Again hat. It had 45-47 on the side. President Donald Trump is the 45th and 47th president, and coincidentally, if he were elected again, Scott Walker would be Wisconsin's 45th and 47th governor. He even posted a long list of what he thinks the next governor's priorities should be. All of this implied he may be interested in running for a non-consecutive third term. And then over the weekend, he posted this message.
I'm not going to be a candidate for governor in 2026. In fact, I'm going to continue my work as president of Young America's Foundation.
The field of candidates is expected to get bigger before it narrows with primaries next year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap the tuition. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm or two tonight will drop down into the 60s tomorrow. An isolated thunderstorm or two possible with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car, made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups, 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss, how I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car, made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. Don't happen twice. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups, 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something. Just don't happen twice.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.